Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem, Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
2017 has come and gone. A year ago, we were packing our bags and heading to Helena for the start of a four-month legislative session. Thank goodness the legislature doesn't meet every year. It's still my contention that the people are only safe when the legislature is not in session. The beginning of 2018 also marks the beginning of our 15th year on the air. Together, we've celebrated victories, lamented defeats, analyzed court cases, and engaged in the legislative process. We constantly remind you that your input makes a difference in state government, but education must come before involvement. An informed citizenry is a powerful citizenry, and we do our best to keep you up to date and informed. In the Bible, the book of Ezekiel talks about the appointment of a watchman to sound the alarm when the people are in danger. We try to play a similar role. In fact, just this week when people were celebrating Christmas, we caught one state agency trying to slip a major change in policy through when no one was watching. It's one we sounded the alarm on 2 months ago, the attempt by the Department of Health and Human Services to allow people to go back and change the gender on their birth certificates retroactively. We led the effort to stop the rule. You joined in, and so did the legislature. You submitted testimony and public comment, and the legislature demanded that the agency generate an economic impact statement before proceeding. The Senate President and Speaker of the House even sent a letter to the agency asking them to hold off and allow the legislature to take up the issue when it reconvened. This week, the agency thumbed its nose at the people and the legislature and passed the rule under the cover of the Christmas holiday when they thought no one would be watching. But we were watching because that's what watchmen do. We immediately alerted the legislature so that they could take action. In this case, the agency actually broke the law. They can ignore public comment, which they did, and they can ignore a letter from the legislative leadership, which they also did, but they cannot ignore a request by the legislature to perform an economic impact statement. That part of the rulemaking process is clearly spelled out in law. The impact statement must be performed if requested by 15 legislators. This one was requested by 78 legislators. Unfortunately, this is what the raw abuse of power looks like. Bureaucrats pushing an agenda for their own political purposes. We're currently exploring options to counter this latest move, and we'll keep you posted in the weeks ahead. If issues like this are important to you, would you please consider making an end-of-the-year donation to the Montana Family Foundation? We operate solely on the generosity of our supporters, and we look at it as a partnership. All of us working together to keep Montana a place where God is honored, religious freedom flourishes, and families thrive. If that's important to you as well, please go to montanafamily.org and click on the donations button. Once again, that's montanafamily.org. Together, we can keep Montana a great place to raise our children and our grandchildren. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslotti reminding you that this government is your government and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.